Before we begin, I'd just like to just make one announcement, which is that we know that we are doing the Chumash questions, seven questions. Anyone would like to be a part of the raffle, which we will be raffling off a meal at Ellie's, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Every week there'll be another, it's not a raffle, sorry. The answer that is chosen to be the most creative or appropriate or well done will be given a free meal at Ellie's. Aside from that, any person that gives an answer, will, for every question you answer, you'll get a ticket in the raffle. At the end of the week, we will be raffling off something a little, at the end of the month, I'm sorry, something a little bit more substantial. Hopefully, as has been suggested by one of the Talmidim, there will be a, thank you very much, there will be a box where you could put your answers, that way you don't have to find anyone. Your answers have to be in by Friday, 12 o'clock, or right after Rabbi Callis' shir. After that, that time we will be, we'll be going to the people who are in charge of looking at the answers in order to get a tally. It's quite an operation, but Beis Hashem, we hope to be able to do it. As for today, where the box is not yet up, anyone that would like to can give me an answer or place it in front of my office, and we will try to get it on. And Beis Hashem, Shabbos morning before Kriyas HaTorah, we will be mentioning one question and one answer. That one answer that has been chosen to, as the number one answer for the week. That's what we're going to do. Beis Hashem, v'siyata d'shmaya, hopefully this Shabbos. Now I'd like to speak to you a little bit about Parshas Lech Lecha. We're learning the Shvilei Pinchas. Shvilei Pinchas is not exactly what you call a pashit pshat. He doesn't say the obvious explanation understandings. There's a lot of mysticism that's going on over here. And you'll see right away in this week's parsha, what we're going to tell you is something that is far from pshat. And you have to understand that there's secrets that are being told here. And I think it's important to know Shvilei Pinchas' ideas, because there are certain things that they just look boring to us. And we don't really figure out, why in the world do we have to read this? Why do we have to know this? Why is this in the Torah at all? And one of them is things that are in this week's parasha. There's something interesting that happens over here, which is that there's the story of the war between the kings. And afterwards, at the end of that war, Lot is taken captive. And the pasuk says, "Vayikhu es Lot." It's in this week's parasha. "Vayikhu es Lot es rechushoi ben achi Avram vayelchu v'hu yoishev b'Sdoim." He was in there in Sdoim. They went to war, and the war was be'emek hamelech, and Avram Avinu had to go to war there with the four kings, and he had to somehow get Lot out of the war. Okay, it seems like it's relatively tedious, doesn't seem to mean much to us. Listen to this. This is from the Rabbeinu Arizal. The Arizal is really the one that gave us some sort of entry into the whole world of the Zohar and Kabbalah and stuff like that. The Arizal says that there's something much more powerful going on over here on a deeper level, which is, look at the pasuk, and it's a very interesting pasuk. The Arizal doesn't say this, but I'd like to suggest that this is maybe where it's coming from. I translate the pasuk for you. "And they took Lot and his possessions, the nephew of Avram, and they went." If I was writing this pasuk, I would say they took Lot, the nephew of Avram, and his possessions. Why does it say they took Lot and his possessions, the nephew of Avram? It says something doesn't read smoothly about this pasuk. So listen to what the Arizal says. There's something deeper happening here. Because if you read the words, "Rechushoi ben Achi Avram." Rechushoi ben Achi is Rashi Tevois Rava. There was an Amora whose name was Rava. And somehow Avram had to go after Rava. Now this is for sure something that's like from a different world, because Rava lived thousands of years after Avram Avinu did. But something's going on over here that's like in the Olamos, right? This is all very, very mystical. And says Arizal that Avram was going after the neshama of Rava. Rava, he says, was from the klipa where Lot was. So Nishmas Rava was there with him. The neshama of Rava was with Lot. And that's why it says, "Rechushoi ben Achi, Rosh Tevas Rava," and Avram was going after Rava. What in the world does that mean? That's my job. I'm going to try to explain it to you. It's not me. It's really, I'm saying very little. It's almost all here in the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas. He starts with the Sefer Megala Amukas. The Megala Amukas is an absolutely amazing Sefer. Anyone know where the Megala Amukas is buried?
Poland.
Where in Poland?
In Krakow.
In Krakow, where that Breslover lady is hanging out over there and giving out brachas. Anyway, so the Megala Amukas lived in Krakow. He's called Megala Amukas because he reveals the deep. Megala means reveals. Amukas is the deep things. He's revealing very deep things. And he says to us the following thing. He says, Avraham Avinu, listen to what happened. Interesting. First he went to Mitzrayim. He went to Mitzrayim, and he had to go down there with the whole story with Sarah, and had to pretend that. And then afterwards, he had this fight with the four kings. Where did that happen? That happened to Be'emek HaMelech, which he says is in Bavel. Is in Bavel. Says in Megala Amukas that, you know, there's a concept called Maisa Avosim and Labanim. Like the fathers are doing something that's going to be a symbolic of what's going to happen later. Well, the Yidden first have to go down to Mitzrayim. We're all going to go down as a people to Mitzrayim. And after we go to Mitzrayim, we're going to get the Torah Shebichsav. And then we're going to go to Bavel, and that's where we're going to get the Torah Shebal Peh. What's the Torah Shebal Peh we get in Bavel? Talmud?
Bavli.
So Avraham Avinu had to do those two things as kind of like a symbol for what's going to happen to us later. And Bavel is where the war happened with the four kings. And he went down there and he fought against the Melech Amraphel, who is Melech Bavel. And he took Lod out, and Lod is Rava. Now Rava is the epitome of Torah Shebaal Peh. I'll show you. Rava and Abai. Rava and Abai together. I don't know why he's only after Rava. I mean, I do know why, but right now it doesn't. I like to bring up that question. Why Rava, not Abaye? Why? Well, he's going after Rava, right? So there's these two, Rava and Abaye. Avram's after Rava, and he's going to Bavel. He's going to Bavel. He's fighting against Melech Bavel. He's going to win. He takes Lot and Rava out. Okay, this is wild stuff. But I'm going to explain it to you. Here goes, my friends. As follows. One more question, and then we'll start with the answers. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, you're going to have children. But before he tells him that, he says, come with me. I want you to come outside. The pasuk says, this is Lashon HaPatsa. Vayoytze oisoy hachutza. Hashem told Avram, come out. Vayoytze oisoy hachutza. He took him out. Vayoymer habetno Hashemayim usvar kochavim. Look up to the heavens and count the stars. Hashem said, you need to come out of the tent. Why does he have to do that? Why didn't Hashem just tell him, you know, there's a lot of stars? I mean, it's not like this is the first time Avram ever looked at the stars. He's like, you know, there's a lot of stars out there. Hashem says, no, you got to come out of the tent and look at the stars. Why does Avram have to come out of the tent? Listen to this amazing thing. So we're going to discuss a little bit for a moment Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava are quintessential. I'm not 100% certain what that word means, but it means something like the epitome. They are it. Quintessential Torah Shebaal Peh. The Gemara says on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned everything. Lohi Niach, he didn't leave over Mikra, Mishnah, everything. He learned even all the deep things. Sichos Dekalim is the way that trees talk to each other, a language of trees. He knew that Mashalos, he knew Mazalos, Mashalim, he knew Davar Gadol, Davar Katan, Davar Gadol, Maisim Erkava, Davar Katan. He knew Havayas of Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava are it. Gemara is Abaye and Rava. The two of them. What's going on with Abaye and Rava? Does anyone know where Abaye and Rava are buried? Allegedly.
Up north.
Where?
Not far from Iran.
On a very top of a very big mountain. What? Next to an army base? In a cave on the roof. How they got there? No one knows, by the way. Because where do they live? In Bavel. How'd they get over there? No one really knows. But they're there. Abaye and Rava are there together. Or allegedly, at least. With their Rebbe, Rabba. I'll call upon him. This is the story. It's a Gemara in Brachas. They're sitting in front of Rabba as little kids. And the Gemara says, Abaye and Rava are sitting there as little kids. Abaye and Rava have yasve kame de Rava. They were sitting there as little kids. Amar lehu Rava. Rava said to them, Lemi mevarchim, who are you giving a bracha to? I guess they were eating a candy or something. Little kids, you know. Baruch atah, who are you making a bracha to? Amar lehu rachamana, Hashem, the merciful one. V'rachmana hechi Yosef, where is Hashem? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem. No, they didn't say that. They didn't do that. I guess the song didn't come out yet. Arachmana Eich Yosef, where's Hashem? Rava Achrei Lishmei Tlala. Rava pointed to the roof. Hashem. Abaye Nofik Labara. He went out of the room, out of the house. Achve Klape Shmaya. And he pulled and he pointed to the heavens. Rava pointed to the roof. Abaye went out and pointed to the heavens. And what did their Rebbe say? Rabba said, Tarvaichu, both of you, Rabbanan Havisu. You're going to be great rabbis, both of you. Because like they say, Haimadar Minchins, what people say, Butzin, Mikatfe Yade. When you take off squash or whatever, or pumpkins, when they're very little, you could already tell, this is going to be a good pumpkin. Even a very little, this is going to be a good pumpkin. So here's he did it. That's what he's saying. These guys are good. This is a Abaye and Rava. What did they do already? Where's Hashem? What's going on? What is this? What's going on with Gemara? Something very, very special. Here goes, my friends. Perhaps the pshat is as follows. There's two drachim in avodas Hashem. There are two ways a person can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of like just to bury yourself inside of a base medrash in a way that you shut yourself out from everything else going on in the world, and you're just there, just you and your shtender, and wherever a person learns, he feels the Shechina, and he gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside the walls of the Beis Medrash. That's one type of Avodas Hashem. There's another type of Avodas Hashem. And that Avodas Hashem is for a person to go out there and champion the cause of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speak to the people about Avodas Hashem, about getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to bring more Shechina into the world by sharing the rich traditions and gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us with other people. Those are two different approaches. There are some people that they just stay in the Beis Medrash all day, and they're not busy with anyone else other than their own relationship with Hashem. And there's other people that go out there, and they're there to spread the word of Hashem. Those are two approaches. And perhaps this is Rava and Abaye. You see, when the question was asked, where is Hashem? How are you going to build your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So what was the answer that they gave? When this question was asked, so Rava just pointed to the roof. I'm staying in here. I'm just going to sequester myself in the Beis Medrash and learn, and I'm going to develop my relationship with Hashem. Abaye went out of the room. Abaye went out of the house. Abaye was outdoors. And he said, you could find Hashem here. And we find that there are these two different types of approaches. As the Chassam Sofer points out the following thing. There was a person in history, his name was Chanoich. Chanoich lived before Avram. Vayishalech Chanoich Eser Elokim Ve'einenu Ki Lo Kach Oiser Elokim. Chanoich was going in the way of Hashem. And then he disappeared. Where did he go to? So the Targum Yonason says something unbelievable. Says the Targum Yonason that he was nistalik va'ala l'rakia. He went up to Shamayim and he became a malach. Vayikra shmoi matat hasoifra godo. Chanoich somehow morphed into a malach. Became a malach. This person. What an unbelievable thing. He was such a divine, pristine, and holy being that he was able to become a malach. Chanoich became a malach. What's interesting is Avraham Avinu didn't become a malach. We never found out about Avraham Avinu. So who is greater, Avraham or Chanoich? Explains the Chassam Sofer something amazing. Says the Chassam Sofer, if you want to know who was pure, it was Chanoich. Because Avram couldn't become a malach. But that's because Avram was doing something else. Avram was out there. And Avram was sharing what he had with other people. And because Avram was doing that, Hitaka never reached the Madrega that Chanoch reached. Chanoch became a malach. Avram didn't. But, says the Chassam Sofer, Hashem has already malachim in Shamayim. So now we got another malach. Very good. But there was no one else like Avram. Echad hoya Avram. Avram was critical. That's what Avram was doing. There's two different types of things. There is a Tamar, and there is an Eres. What's the difference between a Tamar and an Eres? Tzadik katamar yifrach, ke Eres balvanon yiske. Which is taller, an Eres or a Tamar tree? A palm tree or a cedar tree? Anyone know? Cedar tree is taller. Way taller. Tzadik katomar yifrach ki erez balvanon yiske. So there's one type of tree which is called a cedar tree. There's another type of tree which is called a palm tree. Palm trees give fruit. Cedar trees don't give fruit. Cedar trees grow much taller. Palm trees aren't as tall. Chanoich was like a cedar tree. No fruit. He's just doing his own thing by himself. Avram Avinu is like a tamar. Avram Avinu is giving fruits. And maybe he didn't grow as tall. But the world needs Avram. The world needs some enrichment. The world needs some spiritual nutrients. And these are the two different mahalchim that exist. And therefore we can understand a little bit better what it was. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Lech lecho me'artzecho, Avram Avinu, go and spread the word of Hashem. You have to go and you have to tell people about this. And when Hashem told Avram Avinu, go out of your tent. What Hashem is telling is, because you are doing your tafkid, your purpose, your job, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you your bracha. Avram Avinu was basically a mini Abaye, or maybe a major Abaye. Abaye says, I'm going out of the Beis Medrash. Rava is staying in the Beis Medrash. Now there's another neshama in the world called Lot. Lot is living amongst the people of Sodom, just doing his own thing. Lot, we don't find that Lot learned from the stone people anything, and he didn't teach the stone people anything. Lot was just there, zoned out. I'm just doing my own thing. Just closing himself off from the world, just trying to be the best person he could be. Avraham Avinu had to save Lot, or he had to save a nitzutz of Rava. That is what Rava's neshama represented. Represented this idea of a person who was just doing the Ratzon Hashem by itself. And both of them really are Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. These are both approaches in Avodas Hashem. Both approaches, Abaye and Rava. But both Abaye and Rava, my friends, these two approaches are necessary. But let me tell you, Astira and Rava. Because Rava was saying you have to sit by yourself in the Beis Medrash. On the other hand, we have a memra of Rava that Rava says on the pasuk Vitzipisa Isai Zav Tar Mi Bayis Umichutz Titzapenu. When you're speaking about the Aron has to have gold on the inside and gold on the outside. Gold on the inside, I understand, because you're staying in the Beis Medrash. Why does Rava say you need gold on the outside? If Rava says everything's about being inside, the answer is, Rava says, of course I agree that there's a time to go out. But first you have to do your work in the Beis Medrash. Mi bayis, and then afterwards mi chutz. do the work inside. Make sure that you build yourself properly with the right foundations, that you have gold inside, and then afterwards you could go out. So really there's no stira b'ayin rava. They're saying there's two different elements to avodas Hashem. If a person does his time in the Beis Medrash properly, and he buries himself in the Beis Medrash, afterwards he can go out. These are the two things, the avodas Hashem, and perhaps that's what Avram had to be pull out of Bavel when he was there. Get the nitzutz of Rava is this idea of sitting in the Beis Medrash, burying yourself in the Beis Medrash, learning in the Beis Medrash, and establishing, developing your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Beis Hashem, Klal Yisrael would be able to be zoicha to learning Talmud Bavli, which is Abaye and Rava, and through that be able to withstand the Golus. Thank you for listening. Have a good Shabbos.
You said that why Avraham arrived as the stars.
What? Right.
Isn't that like a Rava then? Not like Abaye?
Abaye is the one who went out. Rubber just, when Rubber says bite afterwards, he bites and puts his.